Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jinyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland signs memoranda of agreement to boost Element project. Nagaland partners with HLL Lifecare to launch Amrit pharmacies for affordable healthcare. Lok Sabha passes Viksit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 amid opposition uproar. And India-Oman ink-free trade agreement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with Order of Oman. And now the news in detail. Element Nagaland project today signed memoranda of agreement with the Department of Land Resources and the Nagaland Empowerment of People through Economic Development, NEPET, for implementation of the project. The agreement with the Land Resources Department focuses on strengthening spring rejuvenation and coffee development in the state. Meanwhile, NEPET's Center of Excellence for Renewable Energy Studies will serve as a state technical partner for research, innovation, and technology development. Addressing the program, Additional Chief Secretary and Element Mission Director V. Shashank Shekhar said similar collaborations will be extended to other departments.
Collaboration with various state and central agencies, departments is an integral part of the implementation strategy for this project. We have been discussing with various departments and central agencies also. In the meantime, we are starting today these collaborations. These collaborations will be strengthened in the coming days and also extended to other departments.
The Element project aims to restore degraded landscapes, build climate resilience, and improve livelihoods across Nagaland. With a total cost of 574.63 crore rupees, the project will cover 225 villages in 16 districts over a five-year period ending in 2030. Nagaland's Health and Family Welfare Department has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with HLL Lifecare Limited, a public sector undertaking under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, to start Amrit Affordable Medicine and Reliable Implants for Treatment pharmacies in the state. Amrit Pharmacy aims to provide essential medicines and surgical disposables at a significant discount, particularly for life-threatening diseases like cancer and heart ailments. Under the MOU, HLL Lifecare will set up a warehouse at the State Family Welfare Training Institute in Chumukedima to supply to public hospitals. It will also open Amrit Pharmacy outlets to key public hospitals to ensure citizens have access to affordable quality medical supplies. The MOU was signed by Principal Director Dr. Mereninla Sandlem and Senior Manager RBD Northeast of HLL Lifecare Dilip Kumar Mishra. The Lok Sabha has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen 2025 Bill amid opposition uproar over its provisions. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the MGNREGA scheme has been implemented in a proper and effective manner.
हम पैसा बचाना नहीं चाहते हम रोजगार देना चाहते हैं गांव को विकसित बनाना चाहते हैं इसलिए इसी साल बजट में प्रस्तावित है 1,51,282 crore rupees और ये रुपया कहां जाएगा ये मजदूरों को मजदूरी के लिए भी जाएगा ये गांव के विकास के लिए भी जाएगा अकेले भारत सरकार 95,600 crore rupees खर्चा करेगी
The fund-sharing pattern between the central government and state governments will be 60:40 for all states other than the northeastern and the Himalayan states, wherein the sharing arrangement will be 90:10. State governments will continue to pay unemployment allowance and compensation. The bill provides for using biometric authentication for transactions, geospatial technology for planning and monitoring, mobile application based dashboards for real-time tracking and weekly public disclosure systems. All works undertaken under this bill will be aggregated into the Viksit Bharat National Rural Infrastructure Stack, creating a unified national framework for rural public works. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with the Order of Oman, the Sultanate's uniquely distinct civilian honor by Sultan Haitham bin Tariq for his contributions to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership. The conferment was made during a ceremony at the Royal Palace in Muscat today. Prime Minister Modi has dedicated the honor to the age-old friendship between both the countries and called it a tribute to the warmth and affection between the 1.4 billion people of India and the people of Oman. Earlier, India and Oman signed the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, marking a historic milestone in bilateral relations. The agreement was signed by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and his Oman counterpart, Qais Al Yusuf, in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and Prime Minister Modi. The agreement unlocks unprecedented opportunities for India's labor-intensive sectors and will create more jobs, better market access, and greater economic opportunities for both the countries. The two sides also signed MOUs in the fields of maritime heritage, education, agriculture, and millet cultivation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said diversity in India is a strong base of its culture, and for Indians, every day brings in new colors, every season becomes a new festival, every tradition comes with a new idea. He was addressing the Indian community and students in Muscat in a program called Maitri Parv on the second day his visit to Oman today. He said Indian diaspora has become a living example of coexistence and cooperation.
भारत में हमारी डाइवर्सिटी हमारी संस्कृति का मजबूत आधार है. हमारे लिए हर दिन एक नया रंग लेकर के आता है. हर मौसम एक नया उत्सव बन जाता है. हर परंपरा एक नई सोच के साथ आती है. और यही कारण है कि हम भारतीय कहीं भी जाए कहीं भी रहे हम डाइवर्सिटी का सम्मान करते हैं.
The program Maitri Parv celebrates the completion of 50 years of the Indian schooling system in Oman. Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister addressed the India-Oman Business Summit attended by business leaders from both the countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his successful three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. Nagaland Health Protection Society, in partnership with Reliance General Insurance Company Limited, has launched Indus Health Mitra IHM to offer free digital doctor consultations for beneficiaries of PMJAY and CMHIS in the state. IHM allows policyholders to book in-person appointments with specialized doctors, engage in video chats, message chats, phone consultations, or email consultations anytime, anywhere, making healthcare more accessible and convenient. Beneficiaries can access teleconsultations through the dedicated IHM mobile app available on both Android and iOS. And Nagaland Muay Thai athletes brought laurels to the state by clinching 11 medals at the Northeast India Muay Thai and K1 Championship and CSD Fight Night held in Agartala, Tripura from December 15 to 17. Team Strike Fit Academy Nagaland brought home 8 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze medal. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland signs memoranda of agreement to boost Element project. Nagaland partners with HLL Lifecare to launch Amrit pharmacies for affordable healthcare. Lok Sabha passes Viksit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 amid opposition uproar. And India-Oman Ink Free Trade Agreement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with Order of Oman. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.